Amen. Amen. Let's get ourselves settled. Amen. Let's get our hearts and minds prepared for the Word of God. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to everybody in the sanctuary. Good morning to everybody on Facebook, on YouTube. Welcome to Taylor's Tabernacle. Amen. Amen. Our pastor is Jonathan E. Ford. And like you will every Sunday, there will be a word coming, right? The word of God coming right out of the Bible. Amen. Because we are a Christian Bible-based church in West Philadelphia. Amen. Amen. So whether you're here or at home, let's get settled. Let's shake off all that stuff that's been on us. Amen. And I'm taking a second because I'm going to want you to get your Bibles out. I'm going to read our scripture. I'm going to add two verses to what we have. We're going to be in Psalms, and then I'll do prayer, but we're going to be in Psalms 119. Now, verse is 165, but I want to add the verse before and the verse after. So I'm going to be reading from Psalms 119, verses 64, 65, and 66. Amen? Amen. So we'll let us all get settled. If you need a Bible, ask the usher. If you're at home and you don't have your Bible out or you need to get your electronic Bible charged up and fired up, do that right now because we want to make sure we are looking at the Word of God. Amen? Amen? Amen. Can we all stand for the reading of God's Word? Thank you, Lord. So Psalms 119, I'm going to read 64 through 66. Verse 64 reads as follows. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Amen? Amen. What? The earth is full of what? His mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. For we were all born in sin, but your mercy, hallelujah, that seed of faith was planted in us, and you have been patient with us, O Lord. Your mercy, hallelujah. Despite all that has gone on, you waited for us to hear your voice. You waited for us to read your word. And you waited for us to confess with our mouth that you are Lord. And believe in our hearts that God hath raised you from the dead. Hallelujah. Your mercy, O Lord. Hallelujah. Teach us, O Lord, that we would always appreciate thy mercy. Hallelujah. Thy mercy. Because thy love, hallelujah, gave us mercy. Hallelujah. Your love gave us patience to wait on us to seek your face. Thank you, Lord. Because all the things that have been going on in this world, assassination attempts, people at each other's throats, drugs in the street, families being torn apart, but thy mercy, Lord. For we know there are people out there going through that you are still going to save. Hallelujah for thy mercy, Lord. Thy mercy that you have shown on us. When we didn't do what we were supposed to do. Thy mercy allows us to repent. Hallelujah. Thy mercy still provides for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the work that you have done. Hallelujah. For you knew when you sacrificed yourself for us. All the things we have done. But you still had mercy on us. And teach us this day, O Lord, to have mercy on our fellow man, that we would love one another as we love ourselves, that we would show your mercy no matter how people have turned away from us, no matter what things they have done to us. Give us your mercy, O Lord, that we would give that mercy to somebody else through love. Hallelujah. For you are the perfect example. For you've had mercy even though we were born in disobedience. Thank you, Christ Jesus. You've got more than two or three this morning gathered in your name. Come sit next to us. Let us feel your presence. Let us feel the warmth of your presence. Let us feel the restoration as your word is written on the fleshy tables of our hearts. Because your mercy prevails. Anoint our minister this morning that the word you have given him would be uttered unto us. That we would be edified, transformed and renewed in our minds, and that, O Lord, you would create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us. So you would get the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. That you would get the glory so that the world would know thy mercy. Thank you, Lord. Be with us right now, whether in the sanctuary or at home. Let us all feel your mercy right now and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Doesn't it feel good this morning, church? Because only you know what you have done. Right? You know what you have done that has been counted to the word of God, right? We all know. We don't have to tell each other. We confess to him, not to you, right? Not to me. But thank God for all that we have done where we could have been cast away, but his mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring up our sister Leah. She's going to sing for us. But let us rejoice in the mercy of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You've got this figured out, and you're watching us now. But when it looks as if we can't win, you wrap us in your arms and step in, and everything we need you supply. You got this in control. So now we know that you made a way. Yes. When our backs were against the wall and it looks as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Now we're here Looking back on where we've come from, it's because of you and nothing we've done to deserve the love and mercy he's shown. But your grace was strong enough to pick us up, because you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Oh, 'cause you move the mountains and you cause the walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only. Oh, you move the mountains and you cause the walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only. Oh, you move the mountains and you cause the walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a, way. When our paths were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Hallelujah.
Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Hey, glory. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. God, do what you want to do today. Hallelujah. God, do what you intended to do today. Oh, glory. Moving on out, God. Yes, Lord. Moving on out. Moving on out, Lord. Moving on out, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. God, move some stuff out the way so that you can have your way today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, it's too heavy for us. We've been trying to lift it on our own, but God, would you move it today? Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory. God, we've been trying to figure it out, but God, we have no answers. God, would you solve it today? God, you do it. Glory to your name. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Glory to your name. Glory. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. I receive my new mercy right now. God, I receive my new mercy right now. God, I receive my new mercy right now. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I've read your word, and so I don't believe the naysayer anymore. Glory to God. Your word has been truth to me. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I read it. I read it. I read it. I know how you think about me, Lord. I know how you love me, Lord. Hallelujah. And so I believe the truth of your word right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I move on when you say move on. Lord of God, but whatever you need to settle right now, God, settle it in our presence. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. You God, you came for us because we were here. God, you've been faithful to us because we came here today. God, because we walked through those doors, because we turned on that live stream. God, you have been faithful. What you have promised to the believer shall come to pass. Glory to the God, we believe you on your promises this morning. Saints, good morning. Welcome and greetings to you on this glorious day that the Lord has given us. We give praise and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for every one of you, every member, everyone on the live stream, every deacon, minister of faith, to Pastor Ford in his absence and on this morning, to include all guests of Kappa Alpha Psi. We thank God for you and the extended body of Jesus Christ. We have entered this house in Christian fellowship. May we be comforted by the presence of the Holy Spirit and the God of truth. Amen. Come on, let us lift up our hearts to the Lord in prayer. Father, with the breath that is in our lungs, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for your grace and mercy pouring out over us right now. We thank you for love that has declared life and not death. We humbly receive the boldness of the Holy Spirit now, and we trust you for the greater works. Renew us, transform us, mold us into the image of your Son, Jesus. Let him speak loudly into our life situations. And as we follow him, may we one day find ourselves in heaven with you for an eternity. Father, we seek you now and we turn this service into your hands. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Saints of God, while you're standing, if I might have you for a few moments, if you would turn with me to the book of John, the 3rd chapter. Amen. That's in the New Testament, St. John chapter 3. And we'll start right there in verse 1. Amen. Just a few verses, it says, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Listen, you may be seated. And saints and friends, for this time that we have together this morning, I'd like to speak to you from this subject. What is keeping you up at night? Amen. What is keeping you up at night? Listen, as we move into the word for today, can you just look at the person next to you, the one that's sitting on your right and the one that's sitting on your left? Amen. Look at that miracle in the seat next to you and thank God for the grace being placed on their life even right now. Amen. There was a time when grandma used to tell us that God doesn't make any mistakes. God doesn't create and without intent. He doesn't create without intent and purpose. And yes, sitting next to you is someone who was fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. And, you know, grandma had some other advice for times when we were not behaving within our godly character or living up to our godly potential. Grandma taught us to say, please be patient with me. God's not through with me yet. Amen. Y'all remember grandma saying that. And that's right. There's so many times we're trying to remember something that grandma said. We might even be up at night trying to remember something that grandma said. Sometimes we didn't like the doctor report that we just received. And so we're now up at night and we're trying to remember something that grandma said. Sometimes the kids, it's them, they're troubling our mind. The school is calling and now we're up at night. We're trying to remember something that grandma said. And Lord knows that sometimes, maybe all the time, the local, the national, and the global news, they're all reporting mayhem. There seems to be conflict everywhere. And so we're up at night trying to remember some wisdom that grandma said. Amen. And in our text today, we find that our brother Nicodemus is having just one of those kinds of nights. And in this passage from John 3, we find that his troubles lead him to seek Jesus in the middle of the night. Amen. Nicodemus goes to Jesus for answers. Chapter 3, the passage reads as such. Verse 1 saying, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. If we stop there, this is a significant identification in verse 1 because it points both to the status and the position Nicodemus held in the Jewish society at that time. The Pharisees did not inherit their positions by birth, but had to be judged worthy because of their obedience to the law and tradition. They were recruited for membership by other Pharisees, and it was considered an honor to be chosen for membership. The Pharisees sought to be holy, set apart, the separated ones. And Nicodemus was not only a member of this group, but also of the Sanhedrin Council, meaning he was an official, one of the 70 who governed Israel. He was a ruler of the Jews. This is the identity of the man who came seeking Jesus at night. Verse 2. This man came to Jesus by night. Nicodemus comes to Jesus, and because of his identity and position, we can see why. He's coming at an hour where he is unlikely to be seen. Nicodemus comes at a time when others are sleeping, when the reporters from the Philadelphia Inquirer, CNN, and even TMZ, they're sleeping and no one can question what he's doing with the radical Jesus. But we can also picture that Nicodemus comes at night because he could not sleep. Nicodemus comes at a time when doubt has crept in. Nicodemus is doubting his own credentials. He's not sure if the position he's gained and the lifestyle he is attached to is everything that God intended. And so we can picture that maybe Nicodemus has doubt in his mind. He cannot sleep, and so he goes to Jesus by night. Amen. This verse continues to say, this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi. Amen. Nicodemus, the Pharisee, calls Jesus Rabbi. Nicodemus, a high-ranking official in the governing body, the Sanhedrin, this man calls the carpenter Jesus Rabbi. And then he says, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs unless God is with him. Amen. So we've just made our way over this week. You've got to read all of chapter 3. That's your homework. We're just in verse 2. Amen. And you can see that the gospel writer is showing us the contrast in these two men. One man with the high social status and position who has spent a good amount of his life training in religious law, tradition, and practice. And another whose training appears to be that of a craftsman, a layman working with his hands and expected to be ignorant of the scripture. Yet Nicodemus testifies that the signs, wonders, and miracles of that man were such that Nicodemus is compelled to respectfully call Jesus Rabbi or teacher during this nighttime encounter. Amen. No one can do these signs that you do, Jesus, unless God is with you. Listen, this is what was keeping Nicodemus up at night. Over his life, Nicodemus had accepted everything that God requested from him in the law. He was a godly example to his community. He was above reproach. He was honored for his wisdom, and it was reflected by his conduct and his position. But no one could do what Jesus was doing unless God was with him. And this is what drove this high-ranking official to seek out our Lord after the sun went down. See, Jesus had a gifting from God that had not made its way into any of Nicodemus's professional training or theological classes. Jesus had something from God that Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, could not receive anywhere else. Nicodemus came at night because he was wondering if he was missing something in the equation. Other Pharisees, they had already dismissed Jesus because he didn't come in the way that they had expected. He didn't come in the way that a Pharisee, maybe even a Sadducee or a scribe might come. He didn't come that way. And so they didn't even think he was worthy of their daytime, let alone their nighttime. Sometimes, even in this age, we may be busy on the fast track. We're making money moves. We're updating our resume. We might have already received recognition from society as good role models. Friends, it certainly appears that God is with us. But even so, maybe we have noticed that something is missing from the equation. Something is missing in our relationship with God. And even though we've been seeking to be on the right side with him, something is still not right. But the testimony of Jesus speaks loudly. The signs, wonders, and miracles are still occurring today. Tumors are disappearing before the surgery. Gunshots are missing their target. 5, 10, even 20,000 in need are being fed. But while we're being distracted by what's trending in social media, we're missing what's trending in the testimonies of the saints. What signs have you seen? What are the testimonies that you have heard? What are the miracles that Jesus in this age has already shown you? We hear the testimonies from our brothers, our sisters, family members, and friends, all of them sharing what the Lord has done for them. But are we going back to Jesus with our questions? Or are their testimonies just not really worth our time? Are we missing the love and the power of Jesus that is still right here in front of us? For Nicodemus, it was a nighttime, and although Jesus would have been justified to ask Nicodemus to come back during office hours, he instead ministers to this Pharisee's trouble. He replies in verse 3, it says, Jesus answered him, truly, truly. And your version may say most assuredly. This means Jesus is trying to get our attention. He says, I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus has questions. Verse 4, he says to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Amen. Nicodemus considers the age that he's at, and it's a valid question. Amen. But it comes from the mindset of our human frame. He continues. He says, can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus, he's continuing. He's as if he was in a biology class, but the rabbi he sought at night was already preaching in the spirit. Amen. Verse 5, Jesus seeks to get our attention again. He says, truly, truly, I say unto you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Amen. Jesus is letting you know that your status in heaven is not determined by what you will achieve on this earth, but it is determined when you are born again in the Spirit and you receive the new life that he has purposed for you. In this age, in this nation, the country of America, we have crafted the pursuit of happiness and the seeking of human achievement as our primary focus. We see that as our purpose and our being, and we judge ourselves accordingly. But Jesus, lifting us out of our fleshly human constraints, has offered to us a pathway for God to once again breathe new life into us, this time the result not being another chance at the American dream, but this time a chance for God-ordained, God-breathed purpose and anointing to break through in your life and transform those dry bones once again. Friends, what is it that's keeping you up at night? Have you considered taking your questions to the rabbi? Nicodemus had pondered these questions with other Pharisees. Back in verse 2, it said, we know that you are a teacher come from God. That meant that Nicodemus had already discussed Jesus with other Pharisees. They had already had a meeting. But will you be bold enough? Even if it's after work hours, even if it's in the nighttime hour, will you be bold enough to interrupt Jesus to get the answers that your soul seeks? What is it that's keeping you up at night? And when Jesus begins to respond and begins to answer your questions, will you be persistent enough to keep the conversation going? Is the matter of your soul, your heavenly destination, is that important enough for you to continue to talk to Jesus until you get your travel plans to the kingdom of heaven? Amen. Everything was cool for Nicodemus. Everything was cool until the works of Jesus began to mess up how he thought about the lifestyle that he had worked so hard to achieve. But Nicodemus still came to Jesus at that nighttime hour. He was persistent enough to make sure that his eternal soul would find rest in heavenly places. What is keeping you up at night? I offer you no answers except what the Lord Jesus replied to Nicodemus on that day. Yes, my brothers and my sisters, you must be born again. If you're one day to enter the kingdom of God, there is a spiritual work to be performed in your life. You can't do it on your own. You can't do it by works that you can perform with the hands of men. This is the work of the Holy Spirit, and it begins when you come to Jesus. Whether by night or whether by day, you must come to Jesus. I heard a pastor that I listened to, Pastor Ron Carpenter. He preached these words. And during these words, he said, if you're committed to doing everything you want to do and you're leaving God out of the picture, then that's when you live a life that's void of its meaning. But God said, when you come and you lay your plans down because you know what God has is better for you, he said, when you do that, that's when you find yourself. That's when you find your purpose. That's when you find your gifts. That's when you find everything that God has planned for you. That was Pastor Ron Carpenter. He added a scripture from Matthew 16:24-26. You remember it might say, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? Amen. Listen, church, what is keeping you up at night? Are you willing to accept the word of God as truth? Jesus said, truly, truly. Will you trust what he said and allow God to breathe into you the ordained, anointed life that he designed for you from the very beginning? Will you accept that the Holy Spirit has a specific job to perform in your life, a work that is transformative and not obtained through learning, hustle, adoption of lifestyle characteristics, party affiliation, or bloodline inheritance? Will you accept the Holy Spirit into your life? You must be born again. Yes, there are changes that you will surrender to in your desire to be holy, but there is a regenerative work, a transformative and renewing work that can only be performed when you apply your faith in Jesus and surrender to him daily as you go about. Listen, as I get ready to close, I'm going to leave you with a couple of suggestions. Amen. I'm going to say to this and take them down if you can. If not, get with me later. Accept the word of God as truth. Amen. Start there. Accept the word of God as truth. For God created the world. Do you believe it? Accept it as truth. Next, bring your doubts to the Lord. Ask him to help you with your unbelief. Challenge the word by laying hold of it, grasping it. This means picking it up and reading it. Amen. Ask God to reveal himself to you in this day, in this time. Ask God to consider the real day-to-day situations that you face. Ask God not only to change your situation. Sometimes we spend too much time there. But ask him to change the way you respond to the situation that's before you. Glory to God. Follow like Nicodemus. I'm going to encourage you to meet Jesus in your night season. Bring your doubt to him and allow him to respond with assurance. Amen. Meet Jesus in your night season. When you do that, there's going to be some things that come your way. Amen. But for that, I say accept grace. Amen. Can you do that? Amen. Just because you make a mistake, that does not mean that God made a mistake with you. Amen. Come on, take that in. Just because you made a mistake does not mean that God made a mistake with you. Amen. And lastly, I need you to follow Jesus like the disciples. Follow him with immediate faith. Amen. Continue to learn along the journey. Don't stop learning from Jesus, but follow Jesus with immediate faith. Being born again is not the end, but it's the start. It's a start towards a good night's sleep. Amen. So whether you're a teacher of Israel like Nicodemus, or a fisherman who works with his hands like some of the disciples, you can have a great impact on the kingdom of God when you operate from a born again life. Because the full aspect of the gospel at this time, remember, for the disciples, including the rebirth and the spirit, the full aspect had not been realized in John chapter 3. Amen. And the disciples even went back to fishing after Jesus was on the cross. They even went back to fishing after this encounter, and even after having ministered with him for 3 years. Glory to his name. But what did Jesus tell them? Amen. They continued to learn. Jesus told them, go pray. Go to the place and pray. And when they had prayed and were indwelled with the Holy Spirit, the anointing brought forth new life. These fishermen began preaching like rabbis. The Pharisees had no knowledge of what school of theology the disciples had studied. All that they could say is that these men had been with Jesus. They followed Jesus with their faith, their obedience, and their surrender. They became born again, spirit-baptized believers, walking in the newness of Jesus Christ. Now listen, all of this might have been a lot today. Amen. But if you've seen the signs, if you've seen signs of Jesus in this time, if you've seen signs of Jesus in your own testimony and in the testimonies of your brothers and your sisters, the question is here now. Will you enter the kingdom of God? Jesus told you truly, truly. Maybe your version even said most assuredly. So now the question is on your side. Will you enter the kingdom of God? Will you be born again? Will you accept what Jesus himself has spoken and allow the Holy Spirit to breathe new life over your soul? Listen, you can't ask this question to Siri. You can't ask this question to Alexa, Google. You can't even ask ChatGPT. You must answer this question for yourself. You must answer the question and respond to what the Lord has spoken over us today. Will you be born again? Glory to his name. Come on, I'm done. The doors of the church are open. The question now is in your hands, whether in the sanctuary or on the live stream. God has come today. In your nighttime season, he's come to answer your doubt. He's come to anoint you in his presence. Will you be born again? This is the question that he's brought to our souls today. Come on, saints, rise up. Glory to his name. Come on, deacons, come forward. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to his name. Oh, bless him. Bless him. Bless him with a born-again praise. Bless him with a renewed praise. Bless him with your new self. In the name of Jesus. Bless him while his mercy is ever present before us. Bless his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wake him up. Wake him up. Wake him up. Jesus, wake up for me. I've got some questions. Jesus, wake up for me. I've got something that's keeping me up at night. Jesus, come now. I have need of thee. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, Brother Bryce. Glory to his name. Bryce said, while the water's troubled, I'm getting in. While the water's troubled, I'm getting in. While I still might have a chance. Saints, if you'll hold on, if you'll just be patient with me, God's not finished with me yet. Would you pray with me? Would you pray while I'm a young man? While you pray while I'm still trying to get it together? Glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, O God. Do it in our midst, O God. Do it in our midst, O God. Do it in our midst, O God. Father, do the impossible thing. Impossible is what you do, O God. Father, we bring what's impossible to your altar today, knowing that it's not done with, you're not done with us yet. Knowing that you can move in this manner for just what we need today. Glory to your name. Father, we know that you're not done. We know that you're still working in our life, O God. We know that you're still in the business of mercy and grace. Glory to your name. Everything that's troubling us, God, we leave it before you, even right now. Glory to his name. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you, saints of God. Saints of God, I got three things. I got three things. Because the Lord has sent us mostly a full house of believers today. So with the faith that God has put in you today, I got three things I need you to pray for. Amen. They came by yesterday. I got one. I got a young mom. And she needs a house for her mother, for her children. Amen. I got a young mother. And she needs a house for her children. She came by and she asked for prayer. Amen. Amen. Let's not just let it be a song. But let it be that God will find a way. I'm not asking you for any. I'm not asking you to go find her a home. God will find a home. That's what we prayed yesterday. For God to do it. Amen. I just want you to keep your mind. Keep that young mom in prayer. Amen. I got one more. Amen. This sister is in search of a church home, but she wasn't ready to make that commitment yesterday. Amen. She wasn't ready for that commitment yesterday, but we're going to pray. Just remember the lady who needs a church home. So the first, she needed a home for herself and her children. The second, she needs a church home. Amen. Lastly, I've got another lady. I'm calling her a young lady, but she's middle-aged. And she's got a home. But in her household, there's trouble. Amen. In her household, her father is disturbed because he knows that she's in a household with domestic abuse. Amen. And so the father is up at night having trouble. Amen. And this daughter, you know she's having trouble. So she's in the home, but we got to get her out of the home. Amen. That's your prayer assignment. Amen. Since you came in prayed up, amen, fire baptized, amen, filled with the Holy Ghost, ready for the work of the Lord, that's your prayer assignment on this week. And if you don't know what to pray, go to John 3. Ask Jesus. Amen. We get ready to a close. Amen. Thank you, deacons. Deacon Todd's coming back up. We're going to transition in the service. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Whatever it is that keeps us up at night. Amen. You may be good right now. That's why I had to give you a prayer assignment, because it's good in your house. But I had to let you know somebody else needs you to pray for them. Amen. Amen. But whatever keeps you up at night, bring it to Jesus, and he has an answer for you. Amen. Service in the hands of Deacon McCoy.
Amen. Amen. New mercies, right? Is that a good word? Amen. That God is what? He's always there. He's always patient. He's always watching. He knows what we're going through. And he still said, I love you. Come see me with your questions. Amen? Amen. I'm not going to take too long. Can I get a drum roll, though? Can I get a great... There we go, because it's what? It's offering time. There we go. There we go. I am going to bring up our sister Isabella. She is going to tell you how online or in the sanctuary, amen, you can give to the building of God's kingdom. That's what offering is, right? Offering is not we trying to make money. Offering is to help do the work of the Lord. Amen? Amen.
Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving, through our website, Venmo, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions back. To give through our website, please go to thetaylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle P.O. Box 36309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at Taylor Tabernacle -6309. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithes and offering and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. Pastors via Cash App or Venmo, Cash App $ Pastor Jonathan Ford, Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to give us our announcements, and then I'll give the service back to Reverend Curitan. But with our announcements, as always, the pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. And that goes for everyone on what? On Facebook, on YouTube, and in the sanctuary. Amen. However, let us also be mindful of the fact that I keep hearing it more and more. COVID is still prevalent and around. So unfortunately, if you're not feeling well, that's why we got live streaming on YouTube, right? And then we'll wait for you to get better and come on back in. Because we love seeing everybody here, but we know it's not always possible. Amen. So if you're not feeling up to par, you can stay home. Just tune in. Amen? Because what's important? Hearing the word of God. You hear that word of God. And it's also important for the assembling of one another. But we understand. Amen? But let us continue to encourage each other. And if we know of someone who's dealing with a sickness or an illness, let's reach out to them. Amen? Amen. 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 There's a couple standard announcements here, which is every Sunday we will gather in person for corporate prayer. Every first Sunday. I'm sorry, I said every Sunday. We should be every Sunday, but every first Sunday, gather for corporate prayer at 8:30 a.m. here in the sanctuary, followed by morning worship service, which is always at 10 a.m. On Wednesday nights, we have prayer and Bible study that is at 7 p.m. via Google Meets, KZRYSBOOAH. So if you're watching later, KZRYSBOOAH, and put the dashes in there too. That's the link to join us on Google Meets on Wednesdays. Amen? And on Sunday school, every Sunday, except for first Sunday and otherwise special Sundays, 8:30 to 9 a.m. is our Sunday school. There's a link that's sent out depending on the particular class. We ask to encourage the young folks to attend. As you young folks are also aware, Pastor's Challenge, invite some of your friends, have them come out to the class. Amen? Amen. And I'll just add two things. One, with the harvest function that we had yesterday, thank everybody who came out and worked. Amen. They came in a trickle, but there was still a good number of people throughout the day. Amen. 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 Because we got to serve people, right? We could have just been planting or watering seeds yesterday. Not just the physical, what we got from the garden, right? But in the spirit. So everybody was out there serving. Everybody who wanted to be there and help with setup or breakdown or whatever, thank all of you. Amen. Amen. And then one more thing before I bring up Reverend Curitan. Just as you know, we had brothers that assemble every year. As you know, the pastor, Minister Curitan, myself, and Deacon Abrams, we are all members of Kappa Alpha Psi. We meet once a year, and I got to acknowledge the organizer who has joined us this morning. I just want you to stand up and introduce yourself to everybody. This brother makes sure we all come together every year. Amen.
They became members of the fraternity back in 1988. I was in 1986. So the event that we put on every year is in honor of bringing the members of our chapter together. And it has grown significantly. In 2017, we had four. 2018, we had seven. 2019, we had our conclave. Then it was COVID. 2020, we had 20. 2021, we had 29. 2022, we had 2023, we had 52. This year, we had about 62 brothers that participated. So each year gets better. So I'm glad to be here. Jamay, Pastor Ford, he always opens his church for us, so I always try to make it. I do apologize for being a little late this morning. Woke up a little late, and where I'm coming from is about 45 minutes. So I have to rely on GPS, and if it doesn't do exactly what I need it to do, then I can get a little bit out of the way. But I'm glad to be here this morning, and I thank for the opportunity to introduce myself and to tell you my story. Thank you.
Amen. 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 With that, I'm going to bring up our Minister Curitan.
Amen. 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 What are we saying? Amen. I'm just going to ask Deacon Keisha to come forward and just pray us out.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the word that went forth this morning, God. And we pray that it fell on fleshly hearts to receive it and to continue to allow you to minister in us, through us, so that we can be your disciples and that you can be pleased with our lives, O God. Lord, cover us with your blood Be with us through this week. Give us the grace and the mercy to return again next week. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, Jesus. We pray all these things, O God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.